The Brewers and Reds play Game 2 of their series at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brandon Sproat, 2-4 with a 5.43 ERA, gets the nod for the Brewers. Rhett Lauder, 3-5 with a 4.81 ERA, will go for the Reds. Brewers pulled out a 5-3 win in the series opener last night. Bryce Turang and Joey Ortiz homer to lead the charge. Manager Pat Murphy loves the fight in his team.
That was a Brewers win tonight. We've seen that before, but it was gritty. We had no luck early. We hit five line drives that got caught. You know, the kid made an incredible play in center field, and hope he's okay. But I mean, incredible play. The line drive in right field by Gary that got caught. Sal's line drive right at him. You know, you can go on and on, but we were having good at-bats. We just couldn't come up with anything.
According to an ESPN report, the University of Wisconsin targeting Sean Eichhorst as the school's next athletic director. Eichhorst was a deputy AD under Barry Alvarez before working as AD at Miami and Nebraska. He's currently the deputy AD at the University of Texas. University of Wisconsin adding Culver's logo to uniforms for football, men's basketball, and men's hockey. The Jersey Patch sponsorship deal will take effect in time for the upcoming 2026 and 2027 seasons. UW already announcing a Jersey Patch sponsorship with UW Health for women's basketball, volleyball, women's hockey, and softball. NBA free agency begins tonight with the negotiation period, and LeBron James has informed the Lakers that the franchise can move on without him because he intends to play elsewhere. Golden State Warriors expected to pursue James as well as his former teams, Cleveland and Miami. World Cup round of 32 continues with more action today. Ivory Coast and Norway clash from Arlington. France and Sweden are in New Jersey. Mexico kicks off in front of its home crowd against Ecuador tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.